I got a pair of noise canceling headphones, and they are pretty simple to use. They're from Audio Technica. They are the AN7 model. They are wired, and on the left side, you open the headphone piece. You turn it counterclockwise to put in one battery, and you close it back up. And there's a switch also on that ear, which is the left ear. And you push it up for noise canceling and push it down for regular hearing as a regular wired switch. So you could use it with a Victor Reader Stream, which is what I wanted it for. I didn't want this particular one, but this is what I was given as a nice gift. It worked well with the Victor Reader Stream. When Frank was talking with the noise canceling on, I could not make out what he was saying, but I could definitely hear he was talking, but it was like mumbly. But with the noise canceling off, I could hear what he was saying. I have good hearing. For people who don't have good hearing, they probably couldn't have heard anything when the noise canceling was on. Like the headband adjusts, so if you have a small head or a big head, it would fit either.
Just want to maybe describe what the cups are, because they're the over-the-ear style. So you can maybe tell people if they're big, small, cushy, not cushy.
I would say, well, they are cushy inside, but on the outside, it's a little hard. They're like medium size, I guess I would say. Maybe about the size of a half dollar, of a half silver dollar.
If I wanted these noise canceling headphones, would I want them because if I travel with my stream, they would be a good travel size?
I mean, you can travel with them. They have a small case that's about the size of a dinner plate, like a bread plate, I mean. So they fit in the case. The case is nice. So, you can travel with them. It's not like the size of a
So
big
they would
plate,
fit in a
small
small
plate.
backpack or a small purse.
In a small backpack. I'm not so
Okay.
sure about a small purse. People have really small purses. I'm not quite sure about traveling. It depends what your preference is. For headphones, they're, a nice size that you can travel with. Some people like earbuds more for traveling because they're smaller and a lot of them like fold up.
And do these fold?
Kind of, sort of. The earpieces, they rotate so they're flat in the case. So they fold, the earpieces fold, not the band folds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the like in the case it has two like little indentations, so you put like the band around them so you know where the band fits in the case. And the band does expand, so if you have a smaller head or a bigger head, you can adjust it to your head size.
Nina, I do have a question. I know you said you're using it with your stream. Have you tried it? Listen to it with just, spoken word, or have you had the opportunity to listen to anything of a stereo nature, get a real, idea of the dynamic range?
I did not listen to anything that was on a stereo, but I just got them yesterday. I only listened to a book and a text file.
Would
I
be
haven't listened to music yet. I do have music that I can listen to, but I haven't tried that out yet.
with a lot of noise canceling headphones. I've noticed that, especially some of the less expensive ones, you get a different coloration of the sound when you turn noise canceling on. Often what'll happen is that you'll lose some of the bass, you may lose some of the treble. And I'm wondering if you've noticed the difference between sound quality when noise canceling is on versus when noise canceling is off.
I noticed when the noise canceling was on, what I was listening to was louder.
Other than that, did you hear any differences in the sound?
I didn't hear any differences in the bass. I don't know about the tremble. I'm not really sure how to really define that.
Yeah, that might show up more with music than it would with voice.
Yeah, Steve, Nina let me actually listen to these a little bit with her stream. It's interesting when you turn on the noise cancellation, it seems like it has a built-in bass boost to compensate for loss of
Okay.
bass. Yeah,
Okay.
but I agree with you that that's why I was asking her about the music. I don't really know if you're going to hear differences in the high end and just listen to, human voice type of
Yeah.
thing. Like, one of the things I like to do is, if anyone remembers the Glass Houses album from Billy Joel, the beginning of that album is glass shattering. And that is one of my go-to tests for good high-end, type of thing. I'd like to hear something like
Okay.
that. Yeah.
It also came with some other adapter thing, which I don't really know what it is, and I wasn't using
Okay.
it.
The cable that it has is a 3.5 millimeter stereo male on both ends. You can detach a cable from it. Actually, it comes with two adapters, technically. One which has the old style airplane audio connector, kind of like almost like a two-prong type of thing. Then it also has an adapter where you could connect it to a regular quarter-inch stereo jack, like it's on a hi-fi type of thing.
Yeah, so the wire actually does come out, like you install it or you put it in the hole.
Thank you very much, Nina. Much appreciated. Good demo, man.